Okay, so let's do the Tosfos Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis. So, yeah. Yeah, by the way, I just want to point out before we start the Tosfos. Maybe I'm wrong, but it seems to me that there's a basic thing that I think bothers all the Mefarshim here on this Gemara. Because the Gemara asks the question, how do you know that Disha Mizbeach HaPnimi is Kodem LaHatavas Chamesh Neiros? And then Abaye didn't know, and Rava gives the reason, it's in accordance with Reish Lakish, because Eim Avir and Ala Mitzvos. Okay, fine. So now after you get done with that issue, now Amar Rava, Shmami No Midereish Lakish, Avure Dra Atotafta Asar, Hechi Avid Midra Litotafta. So the question is, I think what's bothering the Mefarshim, what is this big Shmamina? If it's just simply a direct application of Eim Avir and Ala Mitzvos, I mean, what's the big deal of that? Okay, he stated a rule, Eim Avir and Ala Mitzvos. What do you mean Shmamina, and then you talk about tefillin? Why just Shmamina? 10 other instances of Eim Avir and Ala Mitzvos. So I think that's what's bothering the Mefarshim, and therefore it has to be that there's something, you know, unique or unusual, something very specific here, that if Rava didn't state it, you wouldn't know it. That's what I think is going on here. So, for instance, according to Rashi, Rashi saw here that because Rashi learned the pasuk that it's halacha in the hachtaras hagavra, the way the gavra is supposed to be mu'utar and muhtar betfillin, that it should be always shel rosh with a shel yad. So he learned that this is coming to tell you that there can be an actual iser in the Seder Hanacha. All right, that's a new idea. That's a novel idea. That's a Chiddush. That at least according to Rashi, you wouldn't have known that if you would have just read the Pasuk, or you had the plain Halacha. That's what Rashi holds. So, okay, now with that backdrop, now let's do Tosis. So Tosa says, Pirish Rashi lo niach tefillin berosh kodem shi niach tefillin shel yad osar. Dekomavir al mitzas tefillin shel yad depaga bereisha bizroa kodem shi agia l'rush. Alright, that's Rashi. Vekasha l'perusho demai iria midereish lakish teik b'glei medama b'perakomitz rabba kishu me niach mi niach shel yad v'achach shel rosh. That when he's meniach the yad first, then the shel rosh. Duchsiv uksharatem liol sal yadecha. V'hoder v'ayil tatefos beinecha. So Tosis is learning that that's the very pasuk. The very pasuk is telling you the Seder Hanacha. The pasuk is telling you the very Seder Hanacha. Yeah. Yeah, by the way, I'm not in that sugi over there, but just a quick glance. If you notice, in Menachos on Lamed Vav, so the Gemara learns out also the halacha of chalitza, chalitza's tefillin. Now, when you take off your tefillin, you take off your shel rosh first, and then your shel yad. Why? Because of ukshartam liyos al yadecha v'hayu l'totafos peinecha. The same idea. So you'll ask me, but you could raise the question, what do you have to tell me about chalitza if you already know that the halacha is that the shel rosh? always, its proper kiyum is always when the shalyad is there. So what's the chiddush of chalitza? Because once you know one, you know the other. But I think the answer is, I'm giving a possibility. I'm not really in that area, but it would seem to me that because in the one case when you're putting on the tefillin, see, so there Rashi will tell you that's when you're looking for the kiyum of tefillin. That's where you're looking to be in a state of being munach betfillin, muchtar betfillin. So therefore, you would say that there is a certain way that it should exist, how tefillin should exist on you. That's when you're seeking the kiyum. But maybe you'll say when you're doing chalitza, where there you're looking to break the kiyum, that then it makes no difference. It's a different idea. Maybe here you'll say, look, I'm looking to take off my tefillin. I'm looking to break the kiyum from the tefillin. So maybe you would argue that what's the difference? Which one I take off first? It's simply I'm on the road to breaking the kiyum completely. But that's what the Gemara there is telling you. It's not true. That simply you should not have it that the shel rosh should ever exist on the body, on guf ha'adam, without the shel yad. Unless, of course, he's honest. That's a different story. All right, I just wanted to bring that out. I mean, I just... Okay, anyhow. Let's go back over here. So now Tosa says like this. U'mefarish Rabbeinu Tam... B'shem Rav Haigon, Zatzal, Da'ayri b'shah shecholeitz tefillin, u'meinichon batek. That our Gemara here in Yuma is speaking about when you're taking off your tefillin and you're putting them in their case. Shelo yavir oson shel yad, v'yitneim b'chek batek tchila. That you should not pass over the yad and put them in the tick first. Okay, and you shouldn't take the shel yad and pass them over, so to speak, the shel rosh. In other words, be mocked in them, it means. Shelo Yavir. I think the Rashash says that over here in Tosis, the Gemara, when it says Avure, draw to Tafta, or Tosis, when it says Shelo Yavir, it's like that you should make a bracha, La Avure, right? Before the, over Las Yasan. It means before. It's Lashon Kodem, Kadima. So it means that when you take off your tefillin, you shouldn't make the Shel Yad have kadima, tchila, and put them in the tick, and then the shel rosh above them. Why? Dimken, kishu yavol aniyach, yifka b'shel rosh tchila, v'yitztarach lahavir ala mitzvahs. Because if you do that, then the next morning it'll turn out that you'll come to the shel rosh first, and you'll be forced to be mavir ala mitzvahs, mishum d'shel yad, yesh laniyach tchila, ki depreshes. Because the shel yad you have to put on first, as we explained, based on the pasuk. Lefigach tzarach laniach betik shel rosh tchila viachach shel yad lamala. Okay. So according to Tosfos, our Gemara when Rava said Shma Mina midere shlokish avure drah to tafta aser, when is it talking about? It's talking about b'shas chalitza. That's when that Isser happens. That's the Isser. The Isser is to put the Shel Yad below the Shel Rosh. To put it in the bag before first. Instead of putting in the Shel Rosh, right? The guy took off the Shel Rosh first, as we just explained. And now he should take the Shel Rosh and put it in the bag. But no, this guy didn't do that. He took off his shol rosh, then took off his shol yad, and put the shol yad in first. That's where Rava says it's usher. It's not talking about what happens tomorrow morning. Tomorrow morning, you'll be over the classic isser, the classic problem of Eim Avir and Ala Mitzvahs. That's Dover Pashat. But they're talking about when you're putting it away. And if you look in the Tosas Yeshanim, in the same Dibra Maschil, Ivurei Dra Atotafta Asira. So go down 1, 2, 3, 4 lines. Oh, actually go down 3 lines. At the end of the line. Avure dra totafta. Hey, you just start from there. He says, Alkei nira l'Rebbe kipirish Rabbeinu Chananel b'shem Hagon. Okay, that Rabbeinu Chananel explained the name of Rav Hagon. Avure dra totafta klomar. Keshechul choleitz tefillin la'nicham b'kis osar lehavir shel zro atchila. La'atzniem b'kis tachas oso shorosh. Sharei l'macher keshiyavo litlem etc., etc. So you see, the Isser happens when you do the Chalitza. When you do the Chalitza. So how would you formulate that Isser? One second. The Isser is to put the Shel Yad in the Kiss first. That's the Isser. In other words, Tos is saying the Avure happens at the Chalitza. He's being mavir the Shel Rosh, the Shel Yad. He's being mocked in the Shel Yad into the bag. And that's Isser. So, I think the idea is like this, that Tosus holds that it's an isser of causation. In other words, the halacha of Ein Ma'avirin, the basic halacha of Ein Ma'avirin, which comes under the heading of Bizui Mitzvah, Bizui and Covered Mitzvah. So, of course, that registers in terms of the Gavra, the Gavra's attitude towards mitzvahs. So Tosfos learns that you can't be the cause of Ein Ma'avirin either. That too is Asar. That's what the Gemara's Chiddush is. The Gemara's Chiddush is Shema Mino Medereish Lakish, that since there's an Isser of Ein Ma'avirin of Ala Mitzvos, that it's also to be Ma'avir Ala Mitzvos, therefore you could deduce from that you're not allowed to put your Shel Yad into the bag before the Shel Rosh, because you will bring about that Isser. That is Asar in itself. To be a cause to set up such a situation, since it's a category, it registers in terms of the Gavra, that shows already a lack in his concern of mitzvos when he puts away his tefillin. That's usher too. That's the Chiddush of the Gemara. Okay? That's the idea. It's an Issa Gavra to be the cause of Ein Ma'avirin. And that's the Chiddush of the Gemara. Yeah, it turns out a guy has to have a certain vigilance the way that he puts away his tefillin. And, right? Yeah. Question is, does he have to have the same vigilance? Certainly tefillin, that's what the Gemara says. That's for sure. I guess with the side-by-side film bags, he has to make sure to reach in correctly. I know, it's funny. The Achronim got bothered by, the Shal Yad being on top of the Shal Rosh, something like that. But it's so funny, all the Rishonim have it that way. Didn't bother the Rishonim. That's a very funny thing. No, nope.
What's that?
It's interesting. Let's look at the Rambam. The Rambam seems to basically follow Rav Haigan. But I was curious if you agree with a diuk of mine that makes a nafkamina lahalacha. The Rambam is in Perek Dalid, Hilchas Tefillin, Halacha Ches. So he says like this, Keshecholeitz Odom Tefillav, Lahatznion Bekli, Lo Yaniach Shel Yad Milmata, Vishel Rosh Milamala. Mibnei Shebeshoa Shu Rotza Lelovshan, Yivka Beshel Rosh Tchila, Vinimsa Shemeinicha Umotzi Shel Yad. Lefi She'ein Lovshan Shel Rosh Kodem Shel Yad. Yeah. No, I take back my diak. All right, good. I never told you. So Rambam seems to follow Tosas exactly, right? Because when he comes to put it on, he'll encounter the Shorosh first, and it'll turn out that he'll have to put it down. Umotzi shel yad, lefi she'ein lovshin Shorosh, kodem shel yad. V'asur la'adam laniach mitzvah v'lavor mimeno l'mitzvah acheres. Ela mitzvah shetavo liyado shel adam b'tchila bahu misasek. L'fikach tzarech laniach shel yad l'mala k'dei sheyifka b'tchila v'yil b'ashal ha'seder. And that's why you have to put the shel yad on top in order that A, you encounter it first, that you don't get involved in the problem of Eim Avirin. And of course, then you will also wear it, Allah Seder. You'll follow the Pasuk. So the Rambam learned the Gemara like Tosus, not like Rashi. All right, good. Okay. Very good. Yeah. I'd like to get down to that. I still haven't defined exactly the nature of that iser. I mean, we know the category, basic category, but okay. All right, now who do we have left? Rabbeinu Eliyahu. So it seems Rabbeinu Eliyahu didn't like Rashi, and Rabbeinu Eliyahu doesn't like Tosas. He lets Rashi and Tosas cancel each other out. Okay? Yeah, why wouldn't Rashi like Tosas? Or what's problematic with Tosas? Or why does Rabbeinu Eliyahu like Rav Haigon's pshat? What would you say? Just before we get to what he really says. So I guess he doesn't like the idea of causation. He doesn't like Rashi because he holds that that's the Seder's in the Pasuk. And he doesn't like Tosas because Tosas is talking about causation. And he's learning that when Rev, what do you call it? That when Rava said Shema Mina, it's a Shema Mina within the very Isser of Eim Avirin, not causing Eim Avirin. Okay. All right, he doesn't say exactly what he doesn't like, but that's what it sounds like. So what does he hold? So he says, the Rebbe Eliyahu Zatzal Mefaresh, Dilainyan Mishmur Shairi, The chayav adam lamashmesh betfilin kol shaw. Kal v'chomer mitzitz. That a person is obligated to touch his tefillin at all times, kal v'chomer from tzitz. Right? Madach tzitz, that has Shem Hashem once, and the Kohen Gadol can't be Mesiach Daito Mimeno. Here, where the Shem Hashem is listed, is written 21 times, din that he can't be Mesiach Das Mimeno. Right? That's the Gemara. I don't think the Gemara tells you 21. I think it's the Rambam. But that's the Kal V'chomer in Yuma. Right? In this Gemara. So therefore what? V'hashta de kamar de b'shel yad m'mash meish t'chila. Oh, v'hashta kamar de b'shel yad m'mash meish t'chila. Mishum de poga behem b'reisha. V'yachach m'mash meish b'shel rosh. And now here, this Gemara is telling you that you have to touch the shel yad first, because that's the one you encounter in the action of mishmush. You encounter the shel yad first. So you have to do that one first, then the Shalrash. That's Rabbeinu Eliyahu. So of course Rabbeinu Eliyahu is very difficult. Because where's the Eima Avir in Allah Mitzvahs? He seems to have changed the Yisr. I mean, you're already wearing tefillin. I'm not being Mavir Allah Mitzvahs. Now there's a Lach of Hesach Adas. So I'm supposed to touch, so why do I have to touch that one first? What's the difference which one I touch? How does Eima Avir and Al Mitzvah apply to the Chi of Lamash Mesh Betfilov? I'm not being Mavir Al Mitzvah. I'm already wearing it. I'm already involved in the Chi of my Mitzvah. That's the problem. That's what's difficult in Rabbeinu Eliyahu. Okay, so let's look. So, Perek, Dalet, Halacha. Yeah, but let's start Yud Gimel first. Let's see. Kol ha-pater mikriya shma, pater mitfilin. Katan shiodea lishmor tfilov, aviv lokeach lo tfilin, kidei lechan chabim mitzvahs. All right, whatever lishmor tfilov means. Chol e-me'ayim, v'chol mishlo yochol lishmor es nikovav, ela bitzar. Potter min atfilin. Okay. V'chol hatmeyem kulan chayavim betfilin kitaharim. Mitztayer. Umi she'ein daito miyusheves. Unechona alav. Potter min atfilin. Okay, why? And we understand such a concept like that by tefillah. Havana, what's going to do with tefillin? Shameiniach tefillin asolo lasiach daito mehen. Kohanim b'shas havoda v'alaviyim b'shas sh'omrim ashir al haduchan v'yisrael b'shas sh'omdim b'migdash peturin min hatfila u'min hatfillin. Interesting. So why are you chayev by tefillah? All right, stop my question. All right, let's go further. Maybe we'll answer that question, but okay. Yudalid. Chayev adam lamashmesh betfilah kol zman shehim olav. Shlo yasiach daita mehem, afila rega echad. She kedushasan gedola mekedushas atzitz, she atzitz ein bo el Hashem echad. Ve elu yesh behem echad ve esrim shem, shel yudke. Bishel rosh, u kemosan bishel yad. Wow. Yeah. So you see that what? That the halacha of Mishain Daitim Yeshevis and Achonolav is doesn't put on tefillin, is potter, because Hameniach Tefillin Asala Asiach Daitim Mehen, that's halacha really in the Shem Hashem. It's really halacha in the Kedusha Shem Hashem. That's the whole halacha. That's the Kal V'chomer from Tzitz. That's why the Rambam lists that there's 21. It's really the Shem Hashem. It's not the pshat because simply you're wearing parshios. No, there are 21 Shemos of Hashem. That permeates the parshios of the tefillin. Yeah, one second. Doesn't the Rambam, now I'm kind of remembering something. One second. Yeah, you see, take a look at the last halacha in Hilchas Tefillin. Okay. Af pi she mitzvasim lovshon kol yom b'shas tefila yoser min hakol. Amru chachamim, kol hakorei kriya shema b'lo tefillin ki ilo meyed ed sheker ba'atzmo. V'chol she'ena miyach tefillin over b'shmona asei sherei ba'arba parshiya tzival ha'tefillin shal rosh v'al tefillin shal yad. Now look at this last statement. V'chol ha'rogil b'tefillin marech yomim shenemar Hashem aleihem yichyu. So you see, tefillin is considered to be a vehicle, a chafetz of Shem Hashem. Hashem Eleyem Yichyu. You know, what's the pasuk in Devarim also? You know, the famous pasuk. No, V'ro ko'amei aretz ki Shem Hashem Nikra Alecha V'yaro B'mekka. Right? Isn't that the pasuk?
Yeah.
I'm just saying, you see that it's an idea from that and from this, I mean, the pasuk that the Rambam quotes over here, Hashem Aleyam Yichyu. So you see that clearly there's an idea of that the tefillin is a vehicle of Shem Hashem. And that's the Kal V'chomer from Tzitz, really. That's the Kal V'chomer from Tzitz. Also another question. I'm just thinking now. Isn't there a halacha buying mimashmesh, like by making a bracha on tefillin? There's some halacha like that if you put on tefillin, and then comes the zman, you could be mamashmesh and then make the bracha. I'm pretty sure there's a lot like that. Yeah, I don't know where it is in the Gemara, but the Mechaber says in Sim and Lamed, Haya rotza lotzeis l'derach pashkama meinicham u'kishiyagia zmanon yemashmesh bahem v'yavarech. It's interesting. You have a lacha yemashmesh b'hem. Yes, I tell you what you're thinking. You're thinking like this, that there is a kedushas Shem Hashem that's embodied in the shalyad, and then there's a kedushas Shem Hashem in the shalrosh. And the halacha, the way Rabbeinu Eliyahu is learning is the chayev adam lemashmesh bahen. It's like it's a secondary hanacha. It's a secondary hanacha. There's a primary hanacha of literally putting the boxes of the tefillin, the bottom of the tefillin on your arm and on your head. But then there's a halacha that you have to be mamash mesh bahem. You have to have a secondary relationship to them in order to reestablish your das insofar as the Shem Hashem. So it has to follow the same order. It's ein mavirin. You're going to be pogeya first in the cheftza of the Shem Hashem of the Shel Yad. You see, and you have to first relate to that in the secondary hanacha, and then you go to the Shel Rosh. And there, the secondary hanacha has the same order, of course, as the primary hanacha. I want to see if I can make that better, though. But that's... that's why you have Mamash Mesh also by the bracha. Mamash Mesh isn't just stomp touching it. It's not like a little reminder device. It's really a din of a... it's a type of a... It's a secondary type of hanacha. But that's what I'm trying to get at. Or else it wouldn't make sense to halacha and the machaber. We got to track that down. I mean, that's definitely from either the Gemara or the Rishonim. I got to track it down. Try to track it out later. But it's not just, what are you touching it for? It's that bracha has to relate to that object. And the mishmush makes it now that this is, that there's a relationship between the two. I gotta think about it. I'm not happy yet, but I think that's the right idea, the right approach. That's how Rabbeinu, the question is, Chayav Adul Mashmesh Betvilov. For Rabbeinu Eliyahu, it's not just like a Zikaron Ba'alma, like a certain system that the Chum came up with, so you shouldn't be Mesiach Das. Was a din of Hesach Hadas, okay, so you, this is what you do. They said touch the Yad and the Rosh. But like the Ram doesn't have any order like that, because he wouldn't care. What does he care which one you touch first? For all I know, the Ram doesn't care if you touch both. Maybe touching the Shel Rosh is enough, I don't know. That's enough to remind the person, whatever. Either way, I mean, that's not an important point. But the point is that it makes no difference. The order makes no importance, because it's just a question of Zikara. He shouldn't be Mesiach Das. It's like a practical activity to prevent Hesach Hadas. But that's not how Rabbeinu Eliyahu is learning. He's learning that you will forfeit the kiyum of the real kiyum of the tefillin by being Mesiach Das from the Shem Hashem. You see, you're not allowed to put on tefillin. You're putter from tefillin. It's asur la siach daita mehen. So he learned that the Chum instituted this secondary hanacha. And therefore it follows the rules because of Eimavir and Alamitzos. It reestablishes the kiyum of the Gavra's relationship to the Shem Hashem. The Kedusha Shem Hashem. And therefore it's Eimavir and applies. I gotta think about it. More. But that's certainly another chiddush. So that's what Rashi, Tosus, and Rabbeinu Eliyahu were all grappling with. What was Rava's big shmamina from Reish Lakish? That's what they were grappling with. It couldn't be the plain halacha, because that doesn't make sense. What means shmamina? Haino hach. What's shmamina? Now, there's something unique here in the case of tefillin. that takes Eim Avirin into a different, you know, dimension. Whether it's Rashi, whether it's Tosus or Rabbeinu Eliyahu. Your question is, how do you say this is a secondary anacha? So we wanted to say, because it's then now you're creating the kiyum with the Shem Hashem. But you want to say no. But it sounds like it's a maintenance thing. It's not the pshat the guy lost it. Doesn't say anywhere he lost it. It just says that shelo yasiach daito mehem. But maybe that's what Rabbeinu Eliyahu holds, that the takanas chachamim of lemashmesh betfilov has the status of a secondary hanacha, a new hanacha vis-a-vis the Shem Hashem. That's exactly what they did. And they did it in order to prevent Shelo Yasiach Daito Mehen. But as an institution, it's like a new Hanacha now. In a secondary sense, of course. That's what they instituted. How did they prevent Hesach Hadas? Oh, they said that every so often we're going to tell a guy to do this type of quasi Hanacha. Let him touch his mashmesh. Mashmesh, by the way, means he like gives it a little, like, little. He gives it a little touch there, a little move, okay. And he does the same thing with the shorosh. So that they created a new tsuras hanacha that, and therefore the rule of Eim Avirin will apply to it. So you're right. Really, in reality, the guy didn't, he wasn't Mesiach Das, yet. But the Chum wanted to ensure that he wouldn't be. So they, because Shelo Yasiach Daito Mehen, they created a new secondary Hanacha that would cause a person to relate to the tefillah as if, like, the, you know, again, you know, anew. It's like a new Hanacha in the secondary sense. That's not bad. That's not bad at all. Because you're right. You're right. Your point is correct. It doesn't say he was Mesiach Das already. Nice thing. Let's think about that question. Why you? I didn't look it up from the Rambam, but the Rambam has there, right, that a Kohanim B'Shas Avodasam, Levi'im B'Duchanon, and Yisrael, when they're all made in the Migdash, are all putter from Tefillin. And it sounds like, why? Because he's Torah. So how's that different than Tefillah?